My friend, I have a message today I think that is applicable to all of us. I love getting letters, and some of you are so gracious to write words of encouragement, and I hear time and time again, such and such a day's message was as though God were talking directly to me. First of all, I want to say thank you to those of you who are Light of the World partners, because it's because of your faithful giving that we get letters like that, that we're able to, through these phone lines and through the internet and through our world outreaches that we've been doing for 20 years, that we have been able to bring the word of encouragement to God's people and to those who are lost seeking a relationship with God. Today's message happens to be one of those that I know will hit home with you as it hit home with me, because it has to do with God's timing. In Genesis 21:2, it says, "For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him." Psalm 33:11 says, "The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations." Now, the key is we've got to be prepared to wait for God's time. And that's why I'm saying this is a message that we can all relate to, because we know intuitively, we know experientially that God's timing is perfect. It's never a second early and it's never a second late. But as we try to act in faith on his word, it always seems like his timing could be a little bit different. God has his set times. It's not for us to know them. Indeed, we can't know them. We've got to wait for them. If God had told Abraham in Haran that he must wait for 30 years until he pressed the promised child to his own bosom, his heart would have failed him. 30 years. Wow. And so, in gracious love, the length of the weary years was hidden, and only as they were nearly spent, and there were only a few more months to wait, God told him that according to the time of life, Sarah shall have a son. That's in Genesis 18:14. The set time, and I remember doing a sermon years ago on the set time. The set time came at last, and then the laughter that filled the patriarch's home made the aged pair forget that long and weary vigil of some 30 years. So, my friend, you have to take heart. You're waiting right now on something to be different, something to be fulfilled. That's what the life of faith is. You need to know, and I'm talking to me too, that we are waiting on the one who cannot disappoint us, who will not be a second behind the appointed moment. Our sorrow, my friend, please hear me, our sorrow is going to be turned into joy. When God makes us laugh, sorrow might be for tonight, and yet in the morning, God's joy. Amen? Somebody has put it this way, it's not for us who are passengers to meddle with the chart and with the compass. We need to let that all-skilled pilot, Jesus Christ, let him alone with his own work. Amen? Some things can't be done in a day. God doesn't make a sunset glorious in a moment, but for days may be massing the mist out of which he builds those palaces that show up in the west, as one writer put it. I love this verse. It says, "Some glorious morn, but when? Ah, who shall say? The steepest mountain will become a plain, and the parched land be satisfied with rain. The gates of brass, all broken, iron bars, transfigured, form a ladder to the stars. Rough places plain, and crooked ways all straight, for him who with a patient heart can wait. These things shall be on God's appointed day. It may not be tomorrow. Then again, it may." Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray for my friend right now who's waiting. She knows exactly what she's waiting for. He knows what's on his heart right now. You know what's on my heart. And Lord, we take these desires, these needs, these wants, and we allow you to sort them out, because sometimes the things that we don't even realize we need, we do need. And you know that before we even ask or think. And so many of the things that we think we need are really just desires. And you know that they would bring added measures of responsibility and not be fulfilling to us as you will be in withholding that which we've asked for to give us something better. Oh, Lord, I just pray for all of us, for all of your sons and daughters, that we would remember your timing is perfect and that you're working all of this out according to your set time. Never a second early, never a second late. And Father, I do believe we can all relate to this message today because it's right from your word that at the appointed time, at the appropriate time, in the fullness of time, at the set time, all the ways that you say it in your word, you will accomplish the very thing that you have purposed. Ah, I pray for my friend, and I pray for me, that we would rest in that truth today to the glory of our Savior, Jesus Christ. My friend, pass this message on to somebody else. Have them listen today. Those of you who can get to the archives on the internet, send it to somebody as an email, that they would be encouraged. And for all of you who are helping us to get the word out, thank you so much. Many of you have pledged that you want to help. Well, here's how you do it. Just stay on the line, and here's our mailing information. God bless you. Those of you listening by internet, just go to the donate button right there, and we'll be happy to receive it via the internet. God bless you all, and be encouraged. Remember, his timing is absolutely perfect. Amen.